I think it's great that in Wisconsin we name a baseball team after chicken soup. And so, because that's essentially, as far as I can tell, what Booyah is. And I, so, let's go. Yeah, although, I got to say, the baseball team, Fond du Lac Dock Spiders is probably one of the great all-time sports team names, too. Joined on the phone now by one of our all-time great teen librarians from the West Bend Public Library. Hannah is here with us. Good morning, Hannah.
I'm so honored to be in the same category as the Dock Spiders. That's,
don't you think?
Isn't high praise.
Isn't that a great name, the Fond du Lac?
It really
Dock
is,
Spiders.
And I don't do spiders, but I still respect the commitment. They have a great logo too.
Yeah, they do. They do, and Green Bay Booyah. You know, I'm guessing you can. I'm hoping you can buy some of the concession stand.
I would hope so.
I would be disappointed if you couldn't, don't you think? So, anyway, it is a little warm here. Is it a little warm at the library?
It is nice and cool inside the library. So if you do need a place to cool off, if you're downtown or walking around today and you need to stop in, we do have air conditioning and bubblers. So
there you go.
Stay cool and hydrated.
There we are. So... still no in-person activities going on at the library, but you got some cool virtual things coming up.
We sure do, and it's we've got different stuff going on every week for the rest of the summer, which is pretty great. So, for example, tomorrow at 6:30, we're going to be learning to play the spoons virtually with Jim Cruz. He's the spoon man. He's been to the library several times before. So if you want to learn Jim's craft and make some music at home, you can call us or email Terica at the library. Her email address is on the website. I don't want to spell it all out for you. But give us a call or shoot her an email, and we'll get you the Zoom ID so you can take a virtual class with him.
Interesting. Now, does he play wooden spoons? Does he play metal spoons? Does he play all types of spoons?
My understanding is all types of spoons. I think I've only personally witnessed the metal ones, but... he's a pretty versatile guy.
Okay. All right. Also, you've got some grab-and-go crafts essentially for all ages.
We do. So this week, we've got a storytime craft for preschoolers every week, and this week is making a wreath out of egg cartons, or if your child has an egg allergy, we have an alternate bag to accommodate that. We also do a STEM bag, so science, technology, engineering, and math. Kind of for the elementary age crowd. And we're learning about tessellations this week. And the teen craft bag is making paper bracelets out of recycled book pages.
I saw that. That looked pretty cool.
It's really cool. I had some books that the library books that the spine had fallen apart on. It feels so weird throwing a book away, you know, or throwing it in the recycling. So I try to save them. So they get a second life as crafts. And all you got to do is walk into the library and grab a kit and head out. Otherwise, the teen crafts especially have got the instructions on the summer reading page on our website, so you can do them. You can do most of them at home.
All right. And and if you need anything else, it's probably to use for it. It's probably stuff you've got at home.
Right, exactly. We try to keep it fun for everybody, even if you don't want to leave the house.
There you go. There you go. So, also, again, people should know if they're dropping off materials and expect it to show up on their account that they have been returned, you are keeping those materials sort of in quarantine for a bit.
Yeah. So that's been, I've gotten a lot of questions about that. And I personally, I will have like, okay, this is the last day for this movie. I bring it back and then it's still on my account. I'm going, no, but I brought it back, I swear. But it comes right out of the book drop and goes into quarantine for 72 hours. So we stick them there for 3 days, but then we backdate the check-in. So it will be as though you returned it on the day you returned it.
Right.
In terms of fines and that sort of thing.
Right. So we don't want to penalize anybody unnecessarily.
Exactly. And don't panic. And yes. If you do have any questions, you can always give us a call in that regard. We'll reassure you, because I've been reassuring a lot of people about it. So, you're not alone.
Speaking of don't panic, do you think that tablets and mobile devices and so on are as close as we're ever going to get to an actual Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
You know, I think we're going to keep going. I think we're getting more and more wearable tech. And I think eventually we may have a smart towel, you know?
Okay, there you, or a better recipe for a pangalactic gargle blaster.
One would hope.
You know, that's just kind of the thing about it. I haven't read that book for a long time. I know where it is. It's on my shelf in the living room. I should pull it out.
Oh, yeah. It's worth revisiting. It's a fun one.
And
I'm trying to think what else we've got going on. Oh, on the website, in our social media every week, we have a different guessing contest, a Lego challenge, and a writing prompt. And winners, so if you write something or you guess how many items are in the jar, or you create a Lego creation and then you submit it to the library. So you can either submit it on Beanstack or email it to Miss Terica again. And you get prizes if you win. So that's pretty cool and easy to do. That's kind of more for the younger crowd. But there's still time to sign up for summer reading, too. Go to westbendlibrary.beanstack.com and sign up for summer reading. That's for all ages, so adults can sign up as well and earn some prizes there, potentially.
All right.
Or you can stop by the library for a physical reading record if you don't have internet access readily available.
Sure. And people still encouraged to go online and reserve materials ahead and come and pick them up at the front desk.
Yeah, that's definitely the best way to do it. We have a limit on how many people can be in the building at a time and that kind of thing at the moment. So to make it easier for everybody, I mean, you might as well go online, see what we have available, if it's even at our library, or give us a call too and say, hey, do you have Where the Crawdads Sing on the shelf? And I'll set it aside for you and you can come pick it up.
There you go. All right. Sounds good. What else is going on?
Well, there's, next week, since I won't talk to you again before this, we've got take-home activity kits for adults as well, and they're going out every other week. So supplies are limited, and they're available to pick up at the reference desk. And the next activity drop is Monday, July 13th. We're going to be making floral candles.
Oh.
Which sounds very involved.
It does.
I don't know how you make a kit out of that, but...
It does. Okay.
Well. Yeah, should be cool. I'm interested to see how it goes. That's, if you have any questions about adult crafts, Sarah's our adult librarian handling all of that. So get in touch with her. She'll answer all your questions.
All right. And if people do want to stop by the library, library hours are?
We are currently open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to 1. If you do need to return materials while the library is closed, there are the book and media drops on the north side of the building off Walnut and 6th, or you can just drop them off there anyway. The library, I mean, they're open when the library is open, too. So
right.
Really, anytime you can drop stuff off there if you don't want to come into the building. And as always, for more info, we're at 630 Poplar Street. You can call the library at 262-335-5151. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify. We're all over the place. And our website is westbendlibrary.org. So you can check out the summer reading stuff there for more information about crafts and the prize program, the incentive program for reading, and virtual story times. All that info is on the website.
It's all there. All right. Well, hey, stay cool, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Yeah, you too. I mean, it's kind of, you know, do you really have to tell Rick Jensen, stay cool, the coolest guy?
Dude.
All right. But you too.
All right. Thanks,
we'll
Hannah.
Talk to you later. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. And she is, working on staying cool. Again, library open for limited hours, limited numbers of folks. So again, if there's something you need, go online and make arrangements.